You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week on The Shadow Files, Dr. Cheryl White goes back to the turn of the last century for the true tale of horror that haunted London, Jack the Ripper.
This week we turn to actual historical events involving a real serial killer of Victorian London. But even standing on a solid historical narrative, we find it overshadowed by the specter of myth and legend. In 1888, a notorious murderer by the popular name of Jack the Ripper took the lives of at least five prostitutes. Because he was never captured or identified, this remains one of history's most sensational unsolved mysteries. As a result, legends about his identity have exploded over the past century, providing an enduring setting in the popular imagination for one of the most infamous killers of history. Between August and September 1888, someone committed five gruesome murders of women, all in the Whitechapel area of London, with all of the victims found within 1 mile of each other. The reported surgical precision with which some of the victims' organs were taken, added to the physical mutilation of the bodies, led to early speculation that the murderer was someone with medical training, and the first of the legends was born. The mystique of the murders grew as letters from the murderer began to arrive at Scotland Yard. In these letters, signed Jack the Ripper, the perpetrator hinted at more murders to come and bragged that he would elude capture. Indeed, he did. 129 years later, and the world still does not know who Jack the Ripper was. But the legends purport to know, of course. More than 100 possible suspects have been proposed, from the obscure to the ridiculous to the rich and famous. One of the most scandalous of the theories named Jack the Ripper as none other than Queen Victoria's grandson, Prince Albert Victor Christian Edward, known affectionately to the family as Eddie. This continued to be a widely reported theory until the late 20th century. Another theory put forward the name of Alice in Wonderland author Lewis Carroll, and that's just for starters. Some have even posited that Jack the Ripper was, in fact, actually a woman. All of these legends were born out of a sheer lack of information and grew ever more sensational as years passed with no solution to the heinous crimes. One social commentary drawn from the unsolved crimes has frequently centered on the area of London involved and the prostitute victims. It was a squalid and impoverished area of the city, and the fact that the women were prostitutes might have meant the crimes were not as aggressively investigated as they otherwise would have been. Even though records indicate over 2,000 people were interviewed and forensic evidence, such as was known at the time, was collected at the scenes. From the pages of true crime history, one would be hard-pressed to find a tale that is more sensationally pursued by modern-day sleuths, or ripperologists, as they call themselves, determined to solve these mysteries of over a century ago. Until then, the many legends will continue, and the mystery continues to beg for solution. Those who are hoping to solve this should perhaps heed the killer's own words he penned to Scotland Yard. Good luck. Yours truly, Jack the Ripper.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.